Hey, Bears fans, this is Cole Wright from Marquee Sports Network. Now, we know you can never get enough Bears, so join us Tuesday for Bear Essentials, a recap of this week's Bears action and analysis of the week ahead. Then, we'll re-air this week's Bears game at 7 o'clock on Marquee Sports Network.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Should definitely stay for today's action-packed show because we've got a lot going on.
What do we have going on today?
Well,
Friday.
It's still a football Friday. Like you said, Waddle, we're going to make you some money gambling.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about the possibilities of Jim Harbaugh going back to the NFL.
We made you some money last night, didn't we?
We did, yes. Yeah. And I am a Pizza Richer. I am also a Pizza Richard as well.
Yes, you are. I was just going to say, I thought you nailed it. You nailed it. You nailed it with the first one. I'm a Pizza Richard.
I was just texting Joe from Obvious Shirts. Maybe I should get that made just for me. Pizza Richard right here. But I am a Pizza Richer. So are you, as Blacker Abdallah will get yours, and Blacker Abdallah will get
mine. I'm having
mine,
them
you know.
Sent to your house.
We're,
so
we're
that
sending
you guys can have
two
a pizza
to you,
party.
Sylvie. We're sending two pies your way.
Why would
Waddle
he?
You don't want
because you're a Pizza Richard.
I am a pizza.
Yeah,
Richard,
yes. I'm sure the kids are going to see a pizza, and they're going to see their dad going after it like a hobo on a ham sandwich. Sparks are going to be coming off that plate. And they're going to be like, Dad, can I have a piece of that pizza? Whack! No,
lay
you can't.
Off me, I'm starving.
Yeah,
here comes the Leviathan, the pizza Leviathan.
Who I went now? I'm C-Red Fred of pizzas? What do you mean? What is this?
I don't know. I just have that stuck in my mind with Black going, so we're having. I'm going to have the pizza sent to you.
Well, that's very generous.
Yeah,
of
it's
you.
A pizza
that's,
Friday for you.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna do that. The kids don't love pizza.
Oh, well,
yet,
they're not,
and,
well, they're
and I
back.
Tell them all the time.
You
I
can
say
send
them
out.
Return
well,
them.
Yeah.
Well, I say to them all the time. I say, you just wait. You wait. You know they like those pizza bagel bites, which. I say to them all the time. You
I love
wait.
Bagel bites.
I say, go to your room is what I'd say to them all the time.
You like the bagel bites compared to regular pizza, though?
No, no, but I can crush a case of those like it's nothing.
Like, sounds like we're having one now.
I'm not talking like the small ones. I'm talking like the Costco like case of them. I could probably put one of those down in a day.
We lived together for 6 years. Abdallah would eat pizza bites. At least four times a week.
I was going to say, you guys look like a Hot Pocket duo over there. You really do.
I'm more of a Dino Nugget, ham and cheese.
Yeah, Dino Nugget bagel bite kind of guy.
I don't think I've ever had a Hot Pocket in my life.
We got to fix this today.
Yeah.
I thought I was eating healthy while I was consuming the Lean Pockets. It was great.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, like, only 100 calories, but 9 billion% of your sodium intake
right.
is from that.
And a bunch of fake stuff in there as well.
Waddle, if we acquire a Hot Pocket before 6 o'clock, will you give us a Hot Pocket
review? Why not,
review?
Waddle? Oh, why he's going to Hot Pocket to the toilet, though.
That's my point.
Yeah, like, I late in the show.
There's no gambling. No, late in the show. He's got to drive home.
I got to drive home. Right, like, if I'm going to eat a Hot Pocket, it's got to be before 4:30.
All
you
right.
can't let that thing brew inside of me.
We could get that done.
Like, last time I had that problem, I hopped a curb and had to get into a McDonald's parking lot and almost had a fight because I cut a guy off. And as I went into the building, I said, sorry, dude, I'm going to blank my pants. He was like, okay, good, no problem.
Wow, that's Tom Waddle.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what he said, but it was. I said, when I come out, you can kick my ass if you want. But I'm going to, you know what, myself. So, and I don't want to do that today. It's Friday.
Do you know, is this a case of the computer listening to me? I refreshed our Twitch channel to see Waddle talking about what would happen with a Hot Pocket. I refreshed it because I didn't get the screen. And then as I refreshed it, it threw up the ad before it started with Tostino's Pizza Rolls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it listening to me or is that one of the advertisers?
It's listening to you.
That it's customizing and hearing my conversation
that dirty,
about pizza stuff and then bam.
Listen, what do you think that dirty Alexa's doing in your house on your counter?
I know that. I know, and I watched The Social Network, too, and I knew it before that as well.
You should just walk around the house saying really strange, weird, disgusting things, not when the kids are around, and see what kind of stuff may kind of come up on your computers and your phones and your Alexa.
Oh, like, yeah, we could message, if people are listening at home right now, you can listen, you know, like you said, via Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000. You can listen on the great ESPN Chicago app. You can also, you know, so if you're streaming us and you have an Alexa,
mess with it.
Hey, Alexa, add Bagel Bites to my shopping list.
Ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop.
Hey, I hope a whole bunch of
Alexa,
people just got
Bagel Bites. Alexa, buy a case of edible underwear. Hey, Alexa, can you make sure that you renew my subscription to...
To what?
To what?
Hustler.
I don't know what's I don't know what's a magazine and what's not a magazine anymore. Oh. I don't know.
Do you not know Hustler? Era. Is that too old for you, Black?
That was the Larry Flint magazine, right?
Well, it was.
I'm well aware.
Larry Flint was from Cincinnati, Ohio. Do you realize, like, we are the home of, like, weird stuff,
yeah,
Cincinnati?
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Manson, I think, was from Cincinnati. Larry Flint, I think, was from Cincinnati.
And
I'm
Tom
from
Waddle,
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Pete Rose is from Cincinnati. I believe George Clooney's from Cincinnati, or at least his dad is.
Hold on, Sylvie, you think people still have subscriptions to Hustler?
No. He said, I was talking about, but I was going to bring up the story for you, who may, I don't even know if you've ever looked at a Hustler. When I was like in third grade, I've always told this story before. Everyone has had that friend whose dad had the collection of Playboys.
Yeah.
And then the kids knew where it was. And it was like a breakthrough day. When you were over and you were, whatever you were doing, you were playing baseball in the backyard, and then you'd go in and, hey, my dad's got this collection of Playboys.
Not Jordy, because Jordy's pissed that the Bulls drafted some guy that didn't get a start in his entire freshman year.
Jordy is a recent friend that I've met up here. And this is Mark Baba. Mark Baba's dad, who Mark listens occasionally, went to New Trier. I grew up with him, one of the toughest kids around.
His dad had a good porn collection.
And he knew where it was. And if you went to Mark Baba's house, you knew you were going to check out the Playboys.
Where was it in the house? Paint the picture.
I think it may have been like under his dad's bed or something like that.
My father-in-law.
Obviously not hiding it from mom at that point right?
No.
If mom back in the day, I'm not saying like I make the bed as often as my wife does, but like if Mark's dad is thinking he's hiding them from everyone under the bed. I mean, he's probably, that's not a secret.
My father-in-law has like a full set of old ones, like when they first started.
Collector's edition.
Yeah, they're worth something now.
Yeah.
They're like the really, I don't know how he acquired them because he's not that old. Like he's not old enough to have bought them when those
came out. He's a connoisseur.
He's not old enough to have bought them when they came out. Like in that time,
he's a collector.
I guess I don't know, but he's got them, and they're well taken care of, and he's gonna have to sell them at some point.
He doesn't have to. Why does he have to?
You know, like eventually.
Today's youth will never know what that moment was like. The moment when you find it, right?
Yeah. Oh, they and find then, it. Yeah. You open up the middle.
And then also, today's youth will never understand the scramble channel. You guys know this is?
Oh, right, where you have to fix
I thought you were saying when you hear the parents walk up the steps and you were scrambling
like
to put the magazines
away.
There was like the fuzzy and the scramble, and you're like, did I just make out a, what was?
Yeah. Is that a nip?
But there was a trick you could do with your VCR where you could try and unscramble it a little bit.
Come on, I never heard that.
We used to do that with porn and with Hawks games. Because remember, the Hawks games were always above.
Same thing.
Like with Hawks Vision or whatever it was at the time, where old man Wirt said, you know what, it's bad for business if I'm broadcasting my own game.
Wait, was
so
that?
I'm going to scramble them.
Scramble channel.
Whoa. What was that?
Was that
a Bobby Hole goal? Did I just see some?
No, that's a nip. Keep trying.
So anyway, the Playboy, it was life-changing in third grade. You go to Mark Baba's house, and you'd open up that centerfold, and it was life-changing. And you remember it, and it just shocked your world. It shocked your system. You're 8 or whatever you are, 9. And
That's early.
Right. Well, look, I mean, we were renegades back then. It was the 70s.
So.
What do we have?
I mean, 8 or we, 9 for we, crying out loud.
Somebody was interested in the articles.
We had baseball.
She should do some Manscaped.
We had Slurpees. And it would be even before video games. And then we had Playboy.
Combine those two.
But then, like, by fifth grade,
yeah, Sylvie's reading the Playboy from 1974 to try to see the baseball predictions.
Yeah, right, in the top 25 college edition.
Are the Cubs predicted to win the division this year?
Cap used to do the sports previews for Playboy.
That's right. He used to do the NCAA men's basketball preview for Playboy.
How is that not on his Twitter handle? That's something he should be proud about.
You should always put that in there.
There's only so many spots for
sports columnist for Playboy.
Right,
and put the years. But then, Chris, finally getting to the point of the Hustler. Right. So you thought your mind was blown when the first time you opened up the middle of that Playboy. Uh-huh. Then you had a really renegade friend. In this case, it was Aaron Hodges. I've mentioned him a few times. He's crazy. Still crazy to this day. And he had a Hustler, and you opened up that thing at like
that
fifth or sixth grade,
levels.
And you totally different levels, and you didn't even know what to put. You couldn't even comprehend what you were seeing at that point.
Yep,
you couldn't. Well, how do you? I think I'm going to go back to playing baseball. Like it was.
Yeah, it was.
It was like fascinating.
You couldn't get your uniform on. You better not go to Mark Babb's house before you at 5 when you have a 6 o'clock game, because you're gonna feel weird.
Yes. What am I doing?
You're gonna feel weird.
I liked baseball, but this is weird. I've never had this feeling playing baseball.
So I don't know how we got here, but
and Sylvie's kids at some point will have a collection defined of their own.
I'm just trying to get the kids to like pizza at this point. That's all I'm trying.
You were ordering edible underwear for people on their Alexa.
That's right. I was messing with Alexa.
That's how we got here.
I gotcha.
That's how we got it.
We're planning on sending those pizzas today, though, so we need your order.
Well, wait a minute. There's an expiration date on the bat? I don't get to pick when I get the pizza?
We just want to square it up.
Yeah. That's your limitations, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
they got some budgeting to do. They got to make sure
they want to gamble the rest of the weekend. You got to figure this out.
That's right. They've got gambling money and they've got pizza money, and they got to make sure that they save enough for gambling after your pizza.
The way Abdallah's gone this year, though, he should have some extra cash these days.
A little bit. College football. How about you want to talk about a game last night?
Ooh.
Tulsa and Tulane. Ooh.
I didn't see it, but I saw Twitter was a buzz.
So it was, there was no score, basically, going into the third quarter. Then Tulane goes up 14-0. Tulsa has to come all the way back. They have to throw a Hail Mary to get to overtime. Then they get to overtime. The over, there's no question this over is not going to hit. There's no question this over is not going to hit, right? And then
you're sweating.
You're like, oh, I'm sweating bullets here. And then I'm like, well, Tulsa's not going to cover. Tulsa's not going to cover the 5.5. They're in overtime. They're going to kick a field goal. It's going to be great. Pick six, the over hits, and they cover the 5.5. All in one pick six to end the game. It was amazing.
That's right. He's got his pizza money.
And then the Seahawks won, which was stupid. So, yeah.
The Seahawks, yes, they did win. And that game should have been significantly easier win than it was. The Seahawks tried to lose that game. That's what gambling is really
about. Well, then the Cardinals equally tried because I was on the Seahawks with you, but that safety really helped us big time.
No doubt.
312-332-3776. Things you discovered in childhood that blew your mind. And it doesn't have to be porn. We'll also talk Bears. I wanna ask everyone this question. Are you happy that there's no Bears game this weekend? It's one thing when it's not on during a Sunday afternoon and you can focus on the red channel, but we would get it on Sunday night, like we're going to get it next week, or get it on Monday night. But are you just, is this a time that you need this Bears break, or are you going to miss them this weekend? We'll get into that. We'll talk about football envy with last night's Seahawks Cardinals game. Some Cubs coming up on the show today. We're going to make you some money with Doug Kazarian at 3 o'clock. Dave Revson for the first time this season. He's been a contributor for years on this show, but because of the late start with the Big Ten and the weird year, he has not been a weekly. So we're going to have him on today to talk about Harbaugh's future, that big Northwestern game, Ohio State, Indiana should be a pretty good game, I hope. I hope Indiana can run with Ohio State. So, and Mark Jean Greco to start your weekend, 332-3776. The calls have been awesome. Want to hear from you as we head into the weekend.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Phone number to reach us is 332-3776. Your Toyota Twitter poll of the day, brought to you by your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Check out Toyotathon going on right now. I hope George looks at this. I hope the people in House Hall look at this if they continue to think they've got the right people in place. This is a Bears town. It's a Bears town above everything else, sports-wise. And it's early, very early. I only put it up about 20 minutes ago. You can vote on my Twitter handle, at Waddle and Sylvie. Are you happy there isn't a Bears game this week? Remember, we went through months without having any sports. So, like, we always said we would appreciate football more. We'd appreciate watching our local teams more. What do you think it is, Waddle? Have you checked? Have you peeped on this yet?
I have not. I have not. I would say that there's 70% of the people are happy there's no Bears game this weekend.
Just about 89% of the people. 88.9% of the people are happy that there is no Bears game. Like, I will still miss them. As much as they drive me insane, I like being around the TV for those 3 hours committed to just one game. I still like that.
I'm with you. And at this point, like, I just want it. I want it to come, and I don't want any. I don't want any break in the action right now. I want it over. I either want it to get better real quick, or I just want it over. Like, at this point, I don't want to wait for more of the same 2 weeks from now, or a week from Sunday tomorrow, Sunday night. I just don't. I mean, I'd rather get this thing going.
We only get them 16 times. And now fans are happy that they're not getting him this week. Like, that speaks volumes. Like, not only are they mad at their team, but they just don't want to see them. They need a break from their team.
Yes.
And that just shows you where that offense
is. But again, like I said, I want this to kind of, I've seen it, I'm frustrated. I don't want to have to wait a week for a nationally televised Sunday night game against the Packers to see the same thing again. I almost kind of want to get it over with.
Right, right. The sooner the better. Yeah. And, I mean, we haven't even seen a Packer game yet.
I know.
They haven't played the Packers once. I mean, and that's coming up next week. But it's amazing that after 10 games that fans are happy to get a break from the Bears this weekend. And think about it, Waddle. I was thinking about this, too. Is, like, normally we would say, what are you going to do with your Sunday? Like, there's nowhere to go. Where are you going to go this Sunday? Where are you going to go? Like, sure, to watch other football, maybe.
You go down in your basement and clean out your basement area.
That sucks. Who wants to clean out their basement?
Sweep out your garage.
Who wants to do that? There's nowhere fun to go. Like, everything's closed. Everything's, you know.
Go over to your buddy's house and check out his dad's, you know, nudie mag collection.
No.
From a safe distance.
You got the internet for that. But you know what I mean? Like, in safer times, we could do a bunch of stuff. There are things, places to go. There are kids' places to take the kids. There are fun places to go. There's dinners to go to.
There are a lot of people that are sitting around watching Bears football, and, you know, I think a lot of those things you see on social media where guys are breaking their televisions, it's all staged. But there are guys and gals that feel that way watching Bears football. So maybe this will be a moment where the anxiety and the tension and all of that is not going to be part of your Sunday afternoon. And maybe that's a good thing for some people.
If you want to weigh in on the topic, 332-3776, or whatever you want to discuss. I know we have some football calls, but see Red Fred's on the line. And he was on the line yesterday, never called back, and I guess he's pissed at us.
All right.
So see Red Fred, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I hope
Good. You're
doing well.
Yeah, we're doing well.
Tommy, you really hurt me yesterday. I got to tell you a story about my childhood. In 1991, a young Sea Red Freddy in Oakland, I called out the neighborhood bully who was a Vikings fan. I told him my guy Tom Waddle had a better year than Anthony Carter. You had 55 catches that year. Carter had 51. Tommy, I threw down for you. I threw down. So you can imagine my disappointment yesterday. When I listen to the pod, and Bleck has the temerity to challenge my basketball knowledge, and you were as quiet as a church mouse. I can understand it from Sylvie, but from you, Tommy, I expect you to stand up for my knowledge. What say you? How could you did you not want to jump in and say, hey, you know, Fred knows what he's talking about?
I let everybody speak their piece, Fred. Like, I, you know, I mean, I kind of
well,
like it.
Let me speak my piece now.
Okay, there you
Isaac Okoro and Denny Average, the best free throw shooters in the league, shoot at a 90% rate. The worst shoot at a 50% rate. So don't tell 40 percentage points separate best to worst. So when a kid shoots 67% and the other kid shoots 55, guess what? Okoro is a significantly better free throw shooter.
They're both bad.
I don't understand the argument.
I would consider both bad averages shooting free throws, though.
What about from three? What do you got from three? Okoro from three. What do you got?
Yeah,
28%. Big basketball knowledge. What do you got?
28% compared to 31% average.
29%. That's what you got. That's what you got.
Three percentage points? Is that what you're talking about? You're going to go with Denny Average?
You know, the conversation the other day was about Patrick Williams, right?
Well, I'm fine with Patrick Williams, but, you know, Sylvie, you're acting like people are upset. He averaged 9 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 assist. There's some draft experts who didn't even think he was the best prospect on his own team. So, of course, people are going to complain. I'm all behind it. I'm 100% behind it. I'm going forward with it.
Fred, you realize also there were some draft experts that had Mitch as the top quarterback in that draft in 2000.
Nobody had that. Did you have him up there?
I did not. I'd never seen Mitch play.
A lot of the mocks had him as the top quarterback.
That's my point. I'm not being you know, goofy here. I'm telling you that there were several, I think, that had Mitch rated as the top quarterback. And in a lot of ways, that's the defense of those who want to support Ryan Pace. And that
I think
particular
that's a ridiculous
selection.
Defense.
I agree with you.
We were all disgusted and shocked that he made those traded that much draft collateral to move up to get. He could have still had him probably at that same position. I don't want to talk about the Bears. This is a Bulls town now.
Right.
We are going to great places. And I want to tell you one more story.
Okay.
2009, DeJuan Blair was supposed to be a lottery pick. He fell all the way to 26 where the Bulls were picking. They took an unknown in Taj Gibson. And I swear, every Bulls, I go to a draft party every year. Every Bulls fan was grabbing the pitchforks and the fire, and they were about ready to run the United Center just because they didn't know a Taj Gibson. This Williams, I hope it ends up the same way. But, yeah, that's what Bulls fans do. We complain about everything. Yeah. So, of course, it's going to happen. I love you guys, but, Tommy, you got to stick up for
all
my knowledge.
Right,
you know, I stick up for you.
Punched
in the face. I got punched in the face for talking
come on.
About it.
No.
It's good to know.
Yeah, why is anyone punching you in the face, Fred?
Because
I said you had 55
thing.
Catches.
Do
you were
the
better
wave.
Than Carter.
The red wave's coming.
Thank you,
do
Fred.
Do the thing. Fred, do the thing. Seventh. He hung up.
Yeah. It's good to know that he had bad football takes, too, when he was younger.
You know,
like, not just bad basketball
takes. And I gave you my pizza.
Anthony Carter.
No, he was great.
Number
Anthony
one.
Anthony Carter was better than you.
Anthony Average.
Seventh pick. Here we go. Bulls coming.
Not seventh pick, seventh title.
No.
He did seventh
pick, seventh title. Here we go. Blah, blah, blah.
That's how many letters in this guy's name?
Because the Bulls had multiple years where they had the seventh
number
pick.
Seven. Okay.
Marketing
and
then Carter. So it was the seventh thing that he was doing.
I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to give him, throw him a bone.
No, I know. You're trying to help him out.
He knows a little something about hoops, but that's why you can't take him seriously is those seventh stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, super fan. Marcus in Minneapolis, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Marcus?
Guys, you're the best, man. I want to say, first off, C-Red Fred is terrible, but I agree with him. I think Chicago is going to become a Bulls town again. But I wanted to your point, Sylvie, that you asked before the last break. Usually I hate bye weeks with football because I love to see games so much every week, the Bears in particular. But this week, I'm happy. I can't watch them. Even watching the last few games, I think the word we used for the Bulls last year is apathetic. I just don't care. I don't have any emotion. I just watch the games, but they're so boring. And actually, like I was telling Adam, I'm more excited for the Bulls season this year than the rest of this Bears season. So maybe the Bears can turn it around like the Bulls did. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Marcus. Have a good weekend. Look, that's the emotion as an owner or as a front office person, that's the last emotion you want to hear from somebody, is them tell you they're apathetic. Like, I think Bulls fans became apathetic, and hence you saw the attendance dip. I don't know if the apathy with regard to the Bears will have as much of an effect because, as Adam Abdallah pointed out the other day, look, it's a 60,000-seat arena. There's people 10, 12, 14, 20 deep to take your tickets if you don't want them. Football's a different sport. There's only 16 regular season games. So there's what? There's 10 games in your building, counting preseason. So it's hard for the apathy to turn into something that inspires management to change. But that is the last emotion that you ever want to hear being emoted by your fan base. That's the last thing you want to hear from them.
It's just amazing because we didn't think we'd be here 2 years ago. While we were enjoying 18, we thought they were building something sustainable. And they all turned out to be frauds, except the defense.
Well, there may be a reason for you guys to get tuned into it again a week from Sunday night, because there may be somebody different under center.
And like, this has been thrown out there, whether, let's say, Mitch is cleared but is still sore, and Nick is cleared but still sore. Should Mitch want to start, and should they go to him? Waddle wants to address that, and if you want to talk to us, 312-332-3776.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
Just checked in with the gang over at the chat room at Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. We have this thing where I always say, hey, thanks for joining us. We all check in, and I always say, spread the word to your friends. And they're all like, we don't have any friends.
Yeah.
That's why we're here to begin with.
Yeah, that's why we're on chat, or Twitter, whatever it is.
Yeah, they're like, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
None of us have friends. Yeah. I'm like, I don't believe you. You guys all have friends. There's good discussion in there. I find it hard to believe that those people with those personalities don't have friends. I think they're being
self-deprecating. They took a break, okay? They took a break from curing cancer, okay, at the lab they work at, and they're going to get back to that after 6 o'clock today.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look at us. We're a couple of boobs. I mean, we'd be in that Twitch chat room if we weren't doing the show.
But I do know a lot of surgeons and doctors who, between appointments,
they listen.
Go from hospital to hospital. Or I've had people reach out from both Northwestern and North Shore, big time doctors, and
they can't believe
they take a break.
Yeah, they can't actually believe that we do this for a living.
That we do what we do. Yeah. My oncologist is from Cincinnati. Have I ever told you that, Waddle?
No.
So he's from Cincinnati, and he texted me early in the week, I think it was Monday after the Bears game, and he says, as a diehard Bengals fan, I could have told you that when they announced Bill Lazor, it wasn't going to get any better. He stinks, is what he basically said.
Well,
I thought that was humorous.
Look, he was out of football last year, or out of the NFL. So I get that. He doesn't have he doesn't have a lot to work with. I get that as well. But look, I'm speechless with regard to what I've seen over the last 2+ years.
So when you want to talk about Mitch here, do you want to go after the whether or not all things are equal, he should be the guy? Because you have talked about that. Or do you want to go after the part where people say, well, if he's cleared, but he's still nursing it, and some pain,
that starts,
maybe he shouldn't
start there. And I think Yurko has made a very valid point that, look, he's got to worry about himself, and it's something that I've mentioned in the past as well. But with that in mind, I ask all of you guys, what do you think his current status with the rest of the National Football League is? Do you think, I mean, how many teams are standing in line right now? Can't wait to the calendar year of the 2020 season to end so they can get in line for some Mitch Trubisky.
He's an upper level to very good
backup.
But Mike, when you've got a team that's debating between Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill, he's a good backup.
My point to you is that, like, you're not on the front of everybody's brain right now, I don't believe. Now, there will be some people that think he was used improperly, he wasn't developed, maybe there's still talent there, and you can feel that. My point is while I do understand the concept of protecting yourself and don't go out there if you're hurt, it's going to negatively affect how you play. But if you're close to 100% and you can do all that it is that is necessary for you to feel comfortable enough to go play, I would think not only is Mitch have the personality, and I'm just as my speculation because I don't know Mitch, that he'd want to play, but also wouldn't you want to upgrade your status around the league? Wouldn't you want to go out there and show that, hey, this coach doesn't know what he's doing? Like, I should have never been pulled. And look at the group around me, and I can still succeed with limited assets inside this huddle and bad protection.
Or like, you could put worse tape out there with a banged-up shoulder.
That's my point with the shoulder thing. I'm not saying you go out there hurt. I'm saying
clear. There's a difference between being injured and hurt. We know that he did damage to the shoulder. He went out for a second opinion.
I think if he was that damaged, he would have been put on IR.
Now, it's just not going to go from banged up to good, right? I mean, it still can be sore. Like Kyler Murray was, we don't know what his injury is, but he was nursing a sore shoulder yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not a doctor. I don't know exactly where he's standing. I'm saying that he can go out there and function.
Right.
And it's not like he has to change his delivery.
But he functioned last year. Now, it wasn't his throwing shoulder. This one is. With a sling on his left shoulder last year.
Well,
now,
yeah, harness.
That wasn't perfect. Yeah,
no,
harness.
Look,
sling.
Again, if he can't go, he can't go. My premise is all.
He did go, but that's what I'm saying, that there's still that middle ground. You know as much as anyone. You were always banged up. Like, there's the middle ground between being injured and being banged up.
Correct. And if he feels that he can play the game without the shoulder, the right shoulder issue causing him a problem, I think it would be in his best interest if he's given the opportunity to go out there and change some possible opinions of him. Because I don't think his stature around the league is very high.
It's not.
So my point is like, I do get the understand. Like, again, if you're injured, don't go out there and put yourself in harm's way. But, like, I don't think there's – what did Jameis Winston get last year in free agency?
$1 million. That's it.
Well, you know
look
what
at
I'm
Marcus, Marcus Mariota.
He's not even
he's not even starting. So yeah. My point is like, what are you protecting yourself from? This great – this bountiful free agency contract.
Yeah, there's going to be nothing there for
him. By the way, guys, remember also that the salary cap's going to go from 190-something to 170-something.
Right.
So Mitch isn't going to go out there and reap the rewards of free agency in most.
He's signing like a Cam Newton, Jameis Winston deal.
$1 million. So if that's the case, what are you protecting?
Right.
So play ball.
You just mentioned the name that I was going to ask you guys a question. Go back to last season. At the moment, right now, you take Trubisky and Marcus Mariota. Who do you think has a higher stock on the free agent market?
Right now?
Mitch.
I'd say Mitch.
You think Mitch?
Do you know where, Mariota is now? I just looked it up to confirm. He, not only is he in Oakland, he's their third stringer behind Peterman.
Well, he's in the same situation as Jameis is in.
Listen, I think that I think Mariota's been given that second chance.
Right.
His own team.
So my point to get back to that was Mitch needs to get out there and try and help himself.
I'm with you. That's my point is that, look, Mitch, I think Mitch has got more, there's more upside for him if he can go out there and prove. Like, after the total offensive ineptitude, that somehow, some way, he can lead that team to 20 points or 23 points and scrape a win here or scrape a win there and just look better than, like, at the very least, again, we can get to the other part of the conversation later, but in terms of Mitch protecting himself, look, this isn't like, you know, there are going to be teams knocking on his door willing to give him big bags of money. I just don't see that. I think Mitch is going to have to go to a team as a backup, maybe compete, or that quarterback in front of him gets hurt and he gets another chance. I don't think teams are lining up to offer Mitch starting quarterback money. So I think if your shoulder is okay, knowing his, you know, what we anticipate or we perceive to be his, you know, love of the game and wanting to play, go out there and change some minds. I don't think you're going to harm what people think of you already.
Tony in Rogers Park. Let's go to Tony. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey, guys. Tom, you just asked, what is he protecting? He's protecting his health. There's no way I get behind that garbage offensive line, and I'm already partially hurt. The Bears have already rendered their verdict on me if I'm Mitch. Why do I hurt myself anymore by playing behind that trash offensive line, probably hurt myself a little more? No way. There's no upside for Mitch here. None.
There is. There is. If your right shoulder is okay and you can go out there and resurrect what people think of you, there is something for you to earn. You will be more well thought of.
I don't care who you are. You need an offensive line in front of you. The Bears have no offensive line. Any quarterback who stands behind that offensive line is going to get hurt. He's going to get killed.
He's going to prove to you. What is in vogue right now, Tony? It's these quarterbacks that are mobile, can run, and throw. If Mitch goes out there and proves that he can evade the rush and make a few throws, he's going to miss some. There's no doubt about that. We've seen that.
True. But true. It helps to be able to run, but you need at least a little blocking. The Bears don't have even a little blocking. None.
Yeah.
I just don't see the upside for that.
Well, there's no downside. I mean, there's...
Tony, thanks.
Here's the downside.
Think about this, Waddle, that if he says, I'm not playing, not only are you going to free agency with stock low, word's going to get out that your agent didn't want you to play or you didn't want to play. And I just think then other teams' perception could be worse. Mitch has always had the try hard, good guy, good leader, background at least. You know, he may not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but he's a kid's going to try hard and he's going to play hard.
His existing team turned down the fifth-year option on him. The salary cap is going to contract. You saw what other quarterbacks who had better resumes got in the free agency market this past year. I don't think that he ain't protecting this pot of gold by not playing. I'm just suggesting to you, knowing or thinking I know what his competitive nature is, and maybe the possibility if he can go out there and take a team that's lost four in a row and maybe be a better option and give them a little glimmer of hope, it may raise his value around the league. It's not going to hurt it.
And then the perception, your agent can sell it. It was never Mitch.
It was never Mitch.
It was the pile of garbage that they had.
Look, it's not a perfect situation. I'm giving you the other perspective as opposed to just packing it in and going, you know what? I'm not going to stand behind that line and protect this golden arm of mine. Jesus, who's out there clamoring for some Mitch in 2021?
332-3776. What would you do if you were in Mitch's shoes? There are a lot of people like Yurko, like Tony, who just called in, who think that Mitch shouldn't play, that he can only hurt himself worse. What do you think? We'll take more of your calls, and Doug Kazarian is going to make you some money at 3 o'clock.
Save money and energy like a boss. Find ideas and incentives for your facility from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at comed.com/likeaboss.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
It's amazing because Mitch is still a polarizing figure in town, even though there's some apathy over the Bears. Full phone lines to talk about whether or not Mitch should want to come back behind that line and play. Waddle and I both think, what do you have to lose? You're bottom of the barrel right now. You're getting a one-year prove-it deal.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting if that shoulder is questionable that you go out there and you play and your mechanics are very good to begin with, but they're affected negatively by the arm. I'm saying physically, if the doctors look at him and say, you're good to go, then go.
Let's take a bunch of these calls here before we talk to Doug Kazarian. Tim and Downers, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Timmy.
Hey, boys. So the Bears and Mitch, I called you guys several times. I don't know if you remember me. I told you, don't ditch Mitch when you were doing the slogans back when the season started. And, you know, the polls of when Foles are going to be pulled, you know, and you guys had the little lottery, which week will Foles be coming in. I've been a Mitch supporter. I've been all over Nagy, that it's Nagy and not Mitch. And I really truly believe that this organization has ruined this kid's career with this garbage offensive line that we have, and blaming all the offensive woes on this kid. When last year we had the worst running per rush attempt, the worst tight end play, the most drops in football. It's not Mitch that was the problem. It was Nagy that was the problem. So
Week five, still sort of mid. Yeah, wasn't it still sort of mid, Tim? I mean,
the mechanics aren't good. The processing isn't good. I mean, it's just, it's not good.
Before you cut me off, I told my son, who's 15, I've been taking him to Bears games since he was 6 years old. He's a diehard fan, just like all of us. I told him in week five that Foles will get injured. Watch. And by week 12, Mitch will be inserted back into the lineup, and he is going to pull it with no. He's going to play for his career. He's going to play for his life. And he's going to go out and rip it down the field. He's going to lead us into the playoffs and get us a playoff win, even with this garbage offensive line. I hope playoff they put the win. Kid in wow. and give him a – let this kid play and with no restrictions, no dunk and dink passes. Let him throw it vertically down the field. Let him use his legs. None of these young quarterbacks are pocket passers. They all use their legs. Let him do the same thing. Let him get out there and play.
Tim, the irony is Mitch got hurt before Nick did. I don't know if the word irony is the right word to use, but Mitch got hurt before Nick.
It has gone to plan. Okay, if you said to us what would happen this year,
we
would have said Mitch would have been pulled because of performance. Foles would come in. Now, the only thing that I didn't see is him playing this poorly. I knew he wasn't great, but I still thought that he could provide something better like he did in Atlanta and like he did at the end of the Tampa game, more so than the crap.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But then we predicted that he would get hurt and then Mitch would have to
come
back.
Well, I mean, let's woe that thing as well, because you may get to next week and Nick Foles may be cleared to play. So he may not be, quote unquote, hurt yet.
I think they're going back to Mitch if he's healthy. I think they're at their last ditch of everything. They're in desperation mode.
And if you were them, what would you do?
That's another conversation,
isn't it?
They have broke. You can't do anything with Foles in this. You can't do anything. There's nothing.
It's not about breaking you. It's about what common sense is.
I've been broken. The Bears' offense broke me.
You're a head coach. Your job is to do what? Win games. Okay? If you're not going to make any adjustments and the line is what it is, like this is my statement. Like people, think that somehow miraculously now I'm a big supporter of Mitch being the guy that's going to ride in and save the day. It's not what I'm saying. What I'm telling you is if you put him behind this offensive line, at least you got a chance to buy some time. He can tuck and run. You may get more than minus 2 yards in a third quarter. You may not, but you may.
Sean in Homer Glen, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Sean?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's been a long time. Sylvie, I'm glad you're doing well again. So
thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. So, little question here for you, gentlemen. Over the course of time, with all the habits that Mitch has developed over the course of his life playing football, what makes you guys think that he's actually going to change that with us or any other team? Can you guys name one quarterback that's actually done that over the course of their career?
As far as what?
I'm not predicting that he finds another destination and blossoms, Sean.
But the point of it is that the quarterbacks that actually succeed are the pocket passers. And I can refute that last caller's call because I was actually at the game. I was about to start my doctorate at the University of Illinois. And before I got started, I watched Mitch do the exact same thing at the collegiate level. You guys are right.
Where did Sean go?
I don't know where we were right either. I think this isn't a presentation to tell you that given a different situation, he's going to become a better player.
You're just saying he's the better option.
I'm just saying
now,
right now behind this offensive line, yeah. Like, I truly believe he gives them the best chance to win against the Green Bay Packers based on what they have to work with right now.
He provides another weapon that they don't do well, and that's run the ball.
By the way, I'm picking the Packers to win the game. So don't confuse the two concepts here. I'm just telling you, based on the way that Nick Foles has played, which is much worse than I ever anticipated, behind an offensive line that can't create space in the running game and can't protect their quarterback, and a coach that has failed to make adjustments, would you rather have a guy that can protect himself and run a little bit and move around, or a guy that is a stationary target in the pocket?
I wasn't with you 2 weeks ago, but he's played so poorly. Joe in Naperville, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know what? Here's the thing. Everyone has him as a decent backup quarterback, and I think Abdallah said it. He goes, you know what? He's going to go someplace, but if he goes out there and says that he is okay to play, and really stinks it up, there's a good chance that he won't find himself anywhere next year. So I don't know if playing and saying you're okay and playing is a good thing for him.
Jameis Winston threw 30 interceptions last year.
Yeah, he'll have a job, don't
Somebody
you think,
will
Joe?
Sign him, Joe.
I wouldn't.
I know you wouldn't, but, I mean, there are other places that will. I mean, Marcus Mariota still has a job. I mean, there are other guys that still have a job. How many quarterbacks have the Dallas Cowboys run in and out of Jerry's world? I mean,
what are they on? Their third?
Yeah, I mean, he'll have a landing spot. He's not going to go unsigned next year. So
someone
I'm just
will give
saying,
him that minimum $1 million deal.
Or maybe he goes out and gives him a little spark and shows that he's worth giving a second look. I'm just telling you, if I'm him and my shoulder's stable, I'm going to bet on myself. I'm not going to bet on me sitting back here and just hoping things 6 weeks from now are going to be okay. I'm going to bet on myself a little bit. That's what I would do.
332-3776. What are the plays of the weekend? What are the best bets to make you some money? We'll preview the entire football weekend with Doug Kazarian in 2 short minutes.